With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Two straight weeks of protest in Iran continuing today with more of them challenging the country's theocratic rulers to answer the economic problems everybody's suffering from. Activists report more than 200 people have been killed by government forces, 2,600 detained. The internet has been cut off. Phone lines are down as well. It's hard for outsiders to tell what is going on. President Trump has threatened to intervene militarily in Iran if the regime kills more peaceful protesters. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Tehran had better be listening.
They're going to take it very, very seriously. If I were them, I'd be making my travel plans to Moscow.
And he's urging Israel to stand down.
The United States is a superpower. The United States can wield its power in ways that even we can't. If it would bring about the fall of this regime by some kinetic intervention, I think that's certainly within the power and the proven record of this president.
He made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Republican lawmakers broke with President Trump on two issues this past week.
The president enjoys strong support among congressional Republicans, but there were some defections within the party ranks on two key votes. Five GOP senators joined Democrats in moving forward with a resolution that would block the president from further military action in Venezuela without approval from Congress. And in the House, 17 Republicans voted with Democrats to renew Obamacare subsidies for 3 years over the objection of the House Speaker and President. That bill now goes to the Senate, where pressure is building for a similar bipartisan compromise. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Myanmar is holding a second round of voting today in the country's first general election since a takeover by the military. This is SRN News. Next week, this coming week, the Supreme Court will hear a case over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students can join. The justices will review lower court rulings that overturned laws in Idaho and West Virginia that bar males from competing against females in school sports. The fight over this issue is a national one, playing out at both the state and federal levels. More than two dozen states have enacted laws designed to keep males off female teams, and a number of these statutes have been challenged in court. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has officially entered the 2026 race for Alabama governor. He won his seat in the Senate by casting himself as a political outsider, closely aligned with President Trump. In 2023, Tuberville maintained a months-long blockade on military promotions over his opposition to a Biden-era Pentagon policy that provided travel funds and support for troops and their dependents to seek abortions. This is SRN News. GM will face charges of about $6 billion in its fourth quarter.
These charges come after sales of electric vehicles sputtered when the U.S. cut tax incentives to buy them. The charges also come after U.S. officials eased auto emissions standards. The new charges follow an announcement in October that the Detroit carmaker would take a $1.6 billion charge for the same reason. Automakers had to change ambitious plans to convert their fleets to electric power.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Today is Sunday, January the 11th, and on this date in history, 1908, the Grand Canyon was established as a national monument by President Theodore Roosevelt. On this date in 1964, the U.S. Surgeon General issued a report concluding that, quote, cigarette smoking contributes substantially to mortality from certain specific diseases and to the overall death rate. This is SRN News.